We are broadcasting all this week from the Quicken Loans Arena, the site of the Republican Convention in Cleveland. And we're going to get out of the queue, the arena, as we love to do when we cover conventions, to bring you stories that illustrate the debates you're going to hear during the week and next week when the Democrats meet in Philadelphia. For instance, did you know Cleveland has one of the greatest success rates in the country in settling refugees? We're going to meet a young man just arrived from Syria. And, of course, we're going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But we'll also hear from Republicans all week. This is their party. More than 2,500 delegates are here. Now, they're not all united in backing Donald Trump as a nominee, as we're going to hear. But Pat and Jim Wilson from Montgomery, Alabama, are. Jim works in HR for the state Supreme Court. Pat's a retired school teacher. We bumped into them in our hotel lobby as the week started.
Everybody's been very friendly and positive, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something that unifies our party, and we're looking for something that meets the needs of the people who are telling us that what we've been doing is wrong and that we need to move in a different direction, and Donald Trump is that direction. And we'll tell you that 2 years ago, we went to New Orleans to this leadership conference in New Orleans, and Donald Trump was there, so were many of the other potential candidates for this election, and he got a standing ovation.
So it doesn't sound as if you're someone who needs to be wooed over, you know, as many of the delegates are, and need to be wooed over to Donald Trump. You're already there, Jim?
Always have been there. In fact, I predicted his election 2 years ago in New Orleans.
You're a year ahead of me.
That was a pretty good one. I actually predicted that he needed a Saban. He's a football coach at the University of Alabama.
And then of course.
And I described the Saban to the reporter who interviewed me on the street from the Times-Picayune.
That's right.
As an individual, when he walked in the room, everybody turned toward him. They pursued him. And when he had difficulty with people under him, he knew how to put his shoe in the right place to get them moving in the right direction. The guy says, who would you think about like that? And I said, well, there's only one man, and he's speaking in 15 minutes. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah. But I think when he's elected, people are going to see a different side of Donald Trump than what they see at the debates. My husband is in the military, and we're very strong with the military. That's part of our Republican platform. We're very strong with independence and with having the government do what the government's supposed to do and with national defense and with other items, but not take over our lives and not tell us everything to do. So I think you're going to see that independent streak come out of him and be what we want.
Well, Jim, I'll go over to you. What do you do, though, about the fact that he is has expressed so many beliefs that aren't traditional Republican Party beliefs, support of Planned Parenthood. He's against some of the trade deals. Many of the Republican leaders are for them, the Chamber of Commerce for them. So how do you square that?
What you're talking about is the view of the establishment in Washington. And the establishment in Washington long ago left the views of the Republicans across this nation. Trump ties into the heartbeat of America. That's why he's going to beat Hillary Clinton. And I can't wait for him to be able to turn to Barack Obama after the November election and say, you're fired.
Okay. Off the TV show. But do you think someone can heal our party? He's been one of the most divisive figures in recent history.
But what do you see when you have the heartbeat of America, when you have middle-class Americans? You see them going to the polls and you see them voting for him. It's obvious that they believe in what he says. They're voting for him.
Yeah. And so with the week coming up, there's the Never Trump movement. So what do you think needs to be said to them? Just stay with the Republicans this week because this is your week. What needs to be said to them to unite the party?
First thing I would say to them is quit being a child. Act like an adult. If you don't come back together with the party, then you're going to get left in the dust. You can't beat Hillary Clinton and all of the folks that are coalescing around her and all of the special interest groups and all of the international people that prey on the United States without coming together and supporting Trump. And I can't believe some of the individuals. I've met them over the years, and they're acting like children.
You mean on the Republican Party?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And baby Bush is leading the group. I mean, how could you not support this candidate just because he whipped you bad in your home state?
But it's not just Jeb Bush. It's Mitt Romney. It's all the Bushes, past presidents, not attending.
Even though Trump was my husband's first choice, he was not my first choice. And
who was yours?
My first choice was Ben Carson.
And I actually was for Jeb Bush. I gave him money.
My fellow Republicans did not agree with me, and they did not vote. So I'm one of those who switched over. I'll go with the majority. I know that we have the opportunity here to do something good for the people. And it's resonating throughout the land.
The View from the Wilson family from Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great week.
Thank you, and Roll Tide.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Roll Tide. Well, that's the pro-Trump, and the delegates against Donald Trump include the group Free the Delegates and Delegates Unbound, who believe they shouldn't have to cast a ballot for Trump at the end of the week, even though they've pledged as delegates to vote the way voters in their states that they represent did. That's what RNC Chair Reince Priebus also believes. He wants them to vote. And to underscore that, his Rules Committee voted last week to keep delegates bound to the candidate on the first ballot. Now, the chances of dissenting delegates changing that this week are slim, but they're trying different procedural ways to at least get their voices heard and slow things down. We met with Dane Waters of Florida at the downtown headquarters of the group Delegates Unbound and asked his reaction to what Delegate Jim Wilson just implied, that he and other Republicans are acting like petulant children.
Well, first and foremost, I'm from Alabama as well originally. Okay, I grew up in Alabama. So, no, we're not petulant children. The reality is the RNC is a private association, okay? The RNC has the authority and the power to nominate anybody they want to represent them in November. So we're following the rules. We're following the procedures. All we've asked all along is that people vote their conscience. If it ends up to be Donald Trump, then that's fine. This is all about how the people, the Republican Party is based upon the people. The Republican Party is based upon freedom and democracy. And what they're trying to do now is to clamp that down. They need to let the delegates vote their conscience. And if it's Donald Trump, then so be it. But don't be afraid of that.
What about the people you represent? What about the people who voted in whatever district you come from who did vote for Donald Trump and the rules were set out, proportional or winner take all? Those are the rules. And you're representing not your conscience, but some other voter.
Donald Trump only received 46% of the vote. 54% of Republicans voted against him. Donald Trump only received 9% of the vote of all registered voters in this country. And when you poll Republicans today, 52% of Republicans still don't want Donald Trump. So if you want to talk about the will of the people, listen, he never crossed the finish line.
Why is Trump so bad? The other thing that we've heard other Republicans say is that this party has always evolved. It was the party of Nelson Rockefeller. Then it was the party of Goldwater. Why is this candidate so bad?
Well, first, you know, Delegates Unbound, we've been about just the delegates voting their conscience, wherever it may be. Now, for me personally, listen, parties should evolve, okay? And you know, parties should represent the values, the changing values and principles and policies and interests of the people. But to me personally, Donald Trump, he has set a tone in this country that's unacceptable. You know, I look at my son. I mean, when my son comes to me and says, "Dad, how can we live in a society where this individual is out there talking and spewing all this vitriol? I mean, what's wrong with this country?" And I agree. I mean, he has set no boundaries. I mean, what you're seeing, you know, around this country, I mean, and the way people are acting with their vitriol
think he's responsible for some of the, well, even the recent violence in this country? His language?
Well, I don't want to put anything specifically on him, but I think that we live in an environment where we need role models. Okay, we live in an environment where we need leaders and people who will unify. Donald Trump is not a leader. He's not unifying. We need somebody who will stand up and say, like, violence is not okay. So he has set no boundaries. And, you know, putting policies aside and putting, you know, the evolving, whether it's free trade or not free trade, or whether we build a wall or not build a wall, which, you know, that plays into this to some degree. But it's about the tone he has set in this country, and he's setting us on a path that I believe is going to destroy this country.
Well, as you know, RNC Chair says that you and others, the Never Trump Delegates Unbound and others, are the divisive ones, that you're dividing the party and, in fact, allowing Hillary Clinton to win.
Listen, there's nothing we can do that will divide the party more than Donald Trump ever has. Listen, our goal has always been to ensure that there's a candidate who can beat Hillary Clinton, who represents the values of the Republican Party. We're doing everything in our power to unify the party. This power grab by the RNC and what Donald Trump is doing is nothing but dividing the party and dividing this country more than anything we could ever do. You know, I don't want to overplay. I never try to overplay the intimidation card. But, I mean, these delegates, I mean, you know, listen, if you live in an environment where you know that Donald Trump, who has supported violence at his rallies, who has never put down and said, "Hey, don't do that," I mean, you know, these delegates are worried. I mean, about standing up publicly and pushing back. That's been one of the problems we've had all along.
Are you worried about violence between Republican delegates for and against Donald Trump?
No, I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm not worried about violence because, you know, the delegates, I mean, you know, they're all here. They're here not only just because of Donald Trump. They're here because of the party. I'm optimistic there won't be violence. But once again, I would just make it very clear that Donald Trump has set a tone that anything's possible. And it would be great for Donald Trump to stand up and say, listen, we want this to be a civil convention. We welcome people speaking up and saying what's on their mind. It would be really nice for him to stand up and say, listen, these are the values that this convention should be based upon. And if he does that, then I think that he'll win a lot of people over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Dane Waters of Delegates Unbound. Robin Young back here at the Q in Cleveland. And I'm sitting here with Paris Denard. Paris, we got about a minute. You're our Republican consultant in favor of Donald Trump. What do you think about these people? Still, Dane Waters says he's never going to cry uncle, never going to support Trump, even if he loses here in the convention week.
I think it's unfortunate, but, you know, I saw Michael Reagan tweeted. He said, it's time for the Never Trump movement to become Never Hillary. We've got to unite behind Donald Trump to win in November. I think the Dump Trump people are the minority at this convention. They may try, but I don't think they're going to be successful.
Okay, well, they are trying very much today when the Rules Committee is going to be voting on that plank, so we'll see what happens on the floor. Paris Denard, so many others joining us this week in Cleveland. You stay here, too.